Watch, Caitlin Clark viciously struck by opponent, referees do not call a foul. By Dylan Gwynn on May 24, 2024. We are fast approaching the point where Caitlin Clark will need armed security. Not to protect her from fans off the floor, but to protect her from players on the floor. On Wednesday night, as the Fever were fighting for their first win of the season, Caitlin Clark drove to the basket when Seattle forward Essie McBeggar subjected her to the kind of foul that would have made Bill Laimbeer blush. And for the record, no foul was called. Had someone done that to LeBron James, the player would be playing in Turkey, and the ref would be selling insurance in Terre Haute by the end of the day. Oh, she's not LeBron James. Don't compare her to that. Yes, she is. Caitlin Clark is the only reason anyone is watching the WNBA. She's the only reason they're no longer flying Spirit Airlines. For a referee to allow that to happen with no foul called is beyond insane. Nor is this the only time Clark has been smashed onto the floor. On that particular play, a foul was called. But what does Clark have to do to get this madness to stop? Clearly, the WNBA doesn't want to be seen as protecting her. One can only imagine that's why this insanity has been allowed to persist. It seems clear that Clark will have to retaliate in some way or stay down the next time she gets hit. The league will only act on her behalf if the hard foul results in some altercation. Or if the hard foul results in her leaving the floor. Again, the only reason anyone cares about the WNBA is because of Clark. If she leaves the floor, ESPN stops caring, cheeks leave the seats, and eyeballs leave the screen. If this persists, she will have to do one of those two things.